May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn number 36. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Number 36.
Let us read from the Word of God. First, verses of prophecy in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, and then reading in Luke, chapter 2. Isaiah, chapter 9. Of course, there was much dimness, much sadness, much trouble. But here the prophet says, nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. And it speaks, friends, of the darkness and dimness of our day and what shall come, but then the wonderful light of the gospel. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Therewith multiplied the nations, and not increased the joy. They joy before thee, according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let us now read, friends, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. Thus far we read, friends. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we bow before thee now. We venture to come to thee, O God, our Father. We plead the precious name of Jesus Christ, thy dear beloved Son. O Lord, thou knowest how thou hast spared us to come to this day. Another year of our short lives is gone since we met on this occasion, Lord, last year. Thou knowest, Lord, we feel greatly the very swift passage of time. Lord, as has been prayed before the service, we are solemnly aware we are going on toward the end of the journey. And after death, the judgment. And we, Lord, like as we have felt much of late in gathering, we acknowledge we are all here present before God. Thou, holy, holy, holy God, the great God, Jehovah. We're all sinners. Lord, we do beg this day we may truly be favoured to know and feel our interest in thy great salvation. Thou knowest, Lord, we've read that record of the shepherds going to the scene at the inn, the manger scene, thy holy, sinless birth. We think of it how it's put in the word in the epistle to the Galatians, in the fall, when the fullness of time was come. God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem them that are under the law. Oh, we pray, Lord, we may know this day that wonderful redemption, that wonderful favour of it, to know, Lord, there it has come to redeem us, to save us. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, we would come now like John acknowledged. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to plead and to cleanse us from all iniquity. Oh, we beg for that cleansing. We beg for the favour, Lord, to know. Feel the blessedness of sin forgiven. We pray, Lord, we may feel like John was given to feel toward the end of the epistle where he acknowledges being in Christ Jesus, where he acknowledges, Lord, that great favour of sin forgiven is known. Oh, thy people are blessed to know it. And to know that holiness which is of thy giving by the Spirit, and in the new nature of the child of God, the new heart he gives. And now we are cleansed and clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We pray, Lord, this may be the favour, these may be the favours. They will come, Lord, the best of blessings, the highest favours anyone can know in their lives on earth. Oh, may there be earnest seeking, seeking to have that blessing of the Lord that make his wish. So come, Lord, and sanctify us under the influence of the Holy Spirit here today. Give us each to be in concern and exercise, to be favoured to know and feel assurance of our part in the Redeemer's blood. Oh, come and bless souls, Lord, who know it's a time of bringing presents and giving presents, but Lord, we want the best blessing. Oh, we would be in love one to another, praying one for another. We're praying, Lord, personally, and oh, having exercise, we believe it will be too. Thy people are concerned for others, for their brethren and sisters in the faith, for their families, for their loved ones. Lord, we come praying, begging for the blessing of the Lord that make his wish upon their loved ones, their friends, thy people, that we might have great cause to praise thee, that the power of thy love may cause us to make returns of love again to thee, Lord. Oh, we pray that wonderful fire that thou hast come to kindle, and now it's already kindled, it might be so known of the wonderful fire of thy love. Oh, do set our souls on fire with thy holy heavenly love, Lord. Shed abroad the Saviour's love in these cold hearts of ours. Warm us with that heavenly heat, set our souls on fire. Oh, we may have real worship here among our friends here, our dear people here, who knoweth this cause of truth, Lord, and thou meetest with them, thy servants come among them. They also have reading services, the deacons are exercised, Lord, we know, for thy glory, for the good of souls. And oh, we trust the church are, and we wait upon thee, Lord, to see those signs following the preaching of the word. Oh, let thy work appear, Lord, unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children, their children here, Lord. Oh, may we be here today as children of the heavenly King, following thee, living upon thee, seeking thy glory, the glory of our great God, Jehovah, the true and living God, the praise, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So, Lord, do come to us each. And, oh, we pray for friends away, those who have gone to be away with their loved ones. We think of those families, Lord, dear friends gone to be with their loved ones. We can picture them, Lord, with their loved ones, where they're gone to be with them and to spend the Christmas with them. You know, as we think of them, Lord, we think of those causes of truth where we are sure they will gather. And Lord, one of the causes where one hopes, if it be thy will, to be next Lord's Day afternoon. Lord, oh, we pray, be with them, bless them, favour them, Lord, and grant them to know thy presence where they meet. And oh, as we think too of any laid aside, understand Brian, Paulie, oh, bless them, Lord, any laid aside, go to them where they are. Lord, as we think of many friends up and down across the land, Lord, and now it says we've heard the message from our friend in Australia. Oh, Lord, thou knowest all our friends. We pray for them, Lord. Thou hast given us them there. It is very humbling thou hast given us so many. Lord, we pray especially for those in affliction. You know, if there are those in affliction of body and some in affliction of mind, you know, if the case is, Lord, oh, do go to them and in mercy speak and heal, Lord, and restore, could it please thee. There may be those wonderful things acknowledged, nevertheless afterward thy word says it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby, thy people, the prophet, the reality of the prophet and favour in affliction and through affliction is that there will be that nevertheless afterward if it's sanctified affliction. We pray we may know thy wonderful sanctifying mercies. Oh, sanctify to us our deepest distresses, our sorrows, our troubles. We pray this for all our friends, according to their need of knoweth who they are. Go to them, Lord, and bless them. And Lord, as we think of thy people throughout the world, Lord, who knoweth, as we think of those we mentioned of the people in Australia, Lord, halfway round the world, as it were, the other side of the world, and they are well on toward the later part of thy day now. Lord, bless them, favour them. And Lord, those, Lord, in the western lands, pray they won't have that favour of the dawning of the day, the Lord's day, and the favour of thy presence there. Jesus, where'er thy people meet, may it be, there they behold thy mercy seat. Where'er they seek thee, thou art found. And every place is hallowed ground, may it be so, Lord, so let it be. And oh, help us here, Lord, and help our friends in our own home cause, thy servant among them today. Bless and help him, favour him. We pray for all thy servants, Lord, on the walls of Zion. There are those that have recently been sent out into the world. Bless and help them. And Lord, we pray for them each and all, that the word of God may run and have free course and be glorified. And there may be those wonderful things done in thy holy name, in the name of thy holy child Jesus, among the gatherings of thy people. Go to thy people, any that may be, as it were, banished away, who knoweth where each one is. Who knoweth all thy people, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And Lord, as our friend has prayed regarding those who live around in this locality, oh, we would join in that way praying. Oh, let thy work appear in bringing unto Zion those who has a purpose of love and mercy to. All thy sheep shall come to Zion. And, O Lord, we know it's named in that way, beasts of prey and roaring lion. But they will be changed, called by grace and changed and made different characters by sovereign grace. Oh, we pray we may be greatly humbled, melted in gratitude for what thou hast done. By the grace of God I am what I am. Nothing of praise to creature, self or creature, but all praise to thee. Oh, the wonders of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. Bless many to know it. Come, Lord, here now. Favour us here. Help us to worship in spirit and in truth. And, oh Lord, our heart's desire is that thou wilt get to thyself the honour and glory due unto thee. We pray, Lord, for the little ones, the young people. Oh, Lord, do in thy mercy watch over and keep them. Keep them from all the evil of this sin-bewitched world they are growing up in. Oh, Lord, we pray concerning their school life. And, Lord, oh, that they might be taught good, wholesome things of that which shall be good for them, Lord, and save them from being taught anything that is awfully, solemnly wrong. And, oh Lord, thou knowest all things in this respect, what the things are so much abroad in the earth and in our land, and how we've adopted in our lands such awful things, taken them on and permitted them and encouraged them, Lord. Oh, we pray, keep our dear young people. And oh, could it please thee to begin thy work in them one and another according to thy will. Oh, it would quicken them into life in early days. Oh, if it could please thee so to do. That we would save them, we know, from thousands of snares. Oh, may there be those evidences the dear parents shall see. This and that one is born again. Oh, Lord, we pray for them each and all. Oh, could it please thee to so bless them. There are those here, Lord, we think of and thought of much, even of late. How they were very young and in the Sunday school, Sabbath school, Lord, when we first come preaching here. All those years, 30 or so years ago. Thou knowest what there was done in some of them, Lord. Oh, we bless thee, Lord, for what there was done. And so we hang upon and have exercised to pray for the favour of witnessing yet, the wonders of God, which of grace which to God belong, the working of the Spirit in precious souls. Oh, Lord, that there was quickened souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. So, Lord, favour that there may be blessing, favour and witness of it. The dear people of God may acknowledge the Lord, what the Lord has done, the wonders God alone can do. So do come, Lord, we beg thee. We cast all our burden upon thee, Lord, of the burden of the word of the Lord, that would help us to deliver the message. Oh, that we might enjoy salvation here today, full and free. We ask, begging thee forgiveness of all our many sins and shortcomings, plead in the precious name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 39. Come, ye redeemed of the Lord, your grateful tribute bring, and celebrate with one accord the birthday of our King. Hymn number 39.
as the Lord may help me, friends, this morning, I would direct you to that portion in Isaiah chapter 9 and the latter part, half of verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." You may think, well, how is it that the minister has given out this, looking back into the book of the prophet Isaiah at this time when we hope to consider the birth of Christ. Well, we do hope to consider this and be led in exercise to consider and to seek and to have today a feeling, sense of thankfulness and praise to God for giving his only begotten Son who came, born in that way, by birth, mysterious to mankind and nature, but in and through and by the overshadowing of the Virgin Mary, and that holy thing was born, even Jesus Christ, and walked this earth and lived and came for that purpose, to redeem the church, and has accomplished it all and is in heaven now. But friends, the word here we've announced for the text, "And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." His name shall be called, and it will be called these wonderful names. His name will be these wonderful names to those who God brings to know him and to love him, to need him and to know the favours that come from God in and by and through Jesus Christ. So my exercise is, friends, to bring the points to consider. What are you and I calling? How are we speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ who came, who was born, and we desire to acknowledge, I would say carefully celebrate his birth today, or at this season? But friends, what is he to you? What are you calling him? How are you acknowledging him? Is he to you that one more precious than anything else, and more precious than fine gold? Is he more precious far than life and all its comforts are? What think you of Christ? Oh, he who came in this way, as we know and desire to acknowledge at this time. What is it to you? His name shall be called Wonderful. Is this how it is with you regarding the Son of God, the Saviour, the dear Son of God who came for that solemn yet blessed purpose? He came to suffer, bleed and die to redeem the church. Oh, how we've sung the very theme, "Come ye, redeemed of the Lord." Are you one of them? Am I? What do you think of Jesus? What is he to you? Is his name by you called Wonderful? Has he come to you? John says in his epistle, I tried to preach from it at Ripley on Thursday, John says, "And we know that the Son of God is come." And oh, do we know it by experience that he's come to and for us, and has come to us, and is given us to know him as our Lord and our life and our all. His name shall be called Wonderful by the people who God has set his love upon and has called by grace. His name shall be called Wonderful. And so we have this to consider, friends. Have you got evidence, and have I, that the Lord has set his love upon us, upon you and upon me? And we know the word of God is clear. If we are brought to know the truth as it is in Jesus Christ, it will be upon the grounds of the whole truth of God. The truth of God is that God Jehovah, before the foundation of the world, chose a people for God's praise. God set his love upon a number which no man can number before the world, before creation, before the Lord created the world and spake it into being. Oh, is this a concern to you and me? Am I among those that God chose? Am I among the election of grace? Did God set his love upon me? Oh, I believe the favour of being brought to know Jesus Christ as wonderful will be that which will confirm it all. You know, it'd be a concern to us. Am I one of those favoured characters? Is my name enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life? You know how we sing in the hymn, desiring to be favoured, to find our name recorded in some humble place beneath my Lord the Lamb. You know, if you exercise like that, concerned in that way, I believe the Lord will be beginning to becoming wonderful to you, needful. He's so needful. You need him. You begin to love him in the want of him. You need him. He is being made by the teaching of the Spirit to you. Very precious, very needful. Jesus is the one thing needful on this grounds. I without him perish must. You know it. You taught it. You solemnly shown it. Taught it. Name shall be called wonderful. Are you calling his name wonderful? Is he wonderful to you? Is he the object of your first desire? Oh, the hymn writer puts it, Jesus crucified for me. His name shall be called wonderful because he's the Saviour of the lost, the Saviour of wretched, hell-deserving sinners, the Saviour, the only Saviour. His name shall be called wonderful. So how is your exercise? What is in your heart and mind, heart and soul? Is it that you have, one of the hymn writers says, strong affections? Fix our sight on God's beloved Son. And God gives those strong affections. He works in his people, those he's set his love upon. He begins in them, he calls them by grace, he makes them to become concerned as he teaches them, shows them, he reveals his holy majesty and his greatness, his glory in some measure to poor souls who he's beginning to teach, and he makes them know solemnly and have solemnly a concern about their never dying souls. And where shall I spend eternity? God, does God love me? Did he set his love upon me before the world? Am I among that chosen number of the Father's family? The Lord, by the Spirit, brings his people into concern. Those that are out of the secret are just left to go on and on in their sad state, in their natural lives. Has God come and intervened in thy natural life and given thee spiritual life? Am I quickened by his Spirit? Live a life of faith and prayer. You will be concerned about it. God will make you concerned about this matter. How you stand before God Jehovah, God who is holy, holy, holy. God who can in no wise clear the guilty out of Christ. Oh, you will be made concerned. God's people are made concerned as to where they stand. And they're brought to know they need a Saviour. because in some measure God will convict and convince them of their sin. They'll need a Saviour, need to be saved from sin and death and hell. And these people who have brought, these favoured characters who are brought by God to be in such a need and exercise, as Christ is revealed, it's a wonder of wonders. And the opening up by the Spirit of the wonders of redeeming love, the way of salvation is, it must be by redemption. You will know, as it is given you to read the Word of God, the Old Testament Scripture, there was all those offerings of sacrifice. But what we read in one place, particularly we read, acknowledging all those sacrifices, is this statement, friends. With all those sacrifices could not make the comers thereunto perfect, could not save them, could not bring redemption. They were only signs, types and shadows of the good thing to come. But we wonderfully know that Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away. A sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than thine. His name shall be called Wonderful. By these favoured souls who are brought to know they need redemption, they need salvation. And they know they cannot redeem themselves. It's stated in the Word of God, no man can redeem himself or his brother. We can't do anything savingly for ourselves, friends. God will bring us to where Joseph's heart was when he said, none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. And it is these that are brought to know this. How are you? Are you brought to know and feel this so deeply, solemnly you feel and know it? You can do nothing for yourself. You must look away from self. Oh, out of self to Jesus lead. Pray and the Holy Spirit will come to you and bless you. Out of self to Jesus lead. Pour an innocent into sea. Work and operation of the Spirit. Testifying of Christ and bringing you to know and have the favour revealed. Jesus Christ is the friend of sinners. He came to save the lost. He's able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. And to see him contracted to a span. And oh, to be blessed to say for me, to go by faith to Bethlehem, to go there and have a face view of him. That dear babe of Bethlehem, in that dear babe of Bethlehem I see, my God contracted to a span from me. His name shall be called Wonderful. He's Jesus. His name is Jesus. Suits me well. He saves from sin, wrath, law and hell, from guilt and slavish fear. Name just suited to my case. Pregnant with mercy, truth and grace, with strength and righteousness. His name shall be called Wonderful. The very word wonderful is one of those words which is so complete. Wonderful. Wonderful. It's the word which has in it that which is an acknowledgement. He's everything. He's all over glorious. He's wonderful. Wonderful as the Saviour, as the Redeemer. Oh, wonderful in all what he undertook and come for. How he submitted unto death, even the death of the cross. How he come and, oh, deep words they are. Deep acknowledgement it is. He was made sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. His name shall be called Wonderful. He shall be called wonderful by those who are brought to know and believe in him and to trust in him alone, to seek salvation in his name alone. None other name given among men whereby we must be saved. He's wonderful to them. But it says, friends, his name shall be called wonderful. Called wonderful by his people who are blessed. Oh, it's how we live in, friends. Oh, we live in acknowledging our Lord, our Saviour is wonderful. His name shall be called wonderful. It's a reality of being blessed and being so given to feel and know, I believe, to know and taste redeeming love and to have cause to tell, to speak of him, to acknowledge him, to make known of him, regarding him to others, his name. It's the activity of exercised souls who are blessed to acknowledge one with another in the church of God. His name shall be called wonderful. And I know, I feel it every time I come, especially hearing the deacons pray in the vestry before the services. I know there's an exercise here. You desire this, you in the church desire it. You desire it personally that you might acknowledge what the Lord is to you, your Lord, your Saviour, your dear Redeemer. And we meet, we know, and we believe we meet today for the praise of our great God, Jehovah. Our triune God, the Father gave the Son to die, the willing Son obeyed, the witness, the Spirit, to ratify the purchase Christ has made, and we get his name shall be called wonderful. And in the gathering of the people under him, there'll be this theme, this wonderful affirmation, this wonderful speaking, this wonderful exercise to glorify God. His name shall be called wonderful. Oh, we have it in the way of our singing the praises of God like we have done already today. Reading the word of God and acknowledging it, testifying how the witness in the word of God is given us, the Holy Spirit bearing witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And oh, his name shall be called wonderful. The testifying of it, friends. And you know, I don't want to come with any kind of wrong embarrassment, put any embarrassment upon any, but there are those of you, you've not testified, not publicly. The word says, it's clear, his name shall be called wonderfully, wonderful. And it's a wonderful favour to know Jesus, to feel him precious, to know in some measure his love. Oh, some of you have had his love shed abroad in your hearts. Are there any of you who have had his love shed abroad in your hearts? You've not been publicly calling him wonderful. Or you, like I would say, concerning myself, I feel to come very short in acknowledging my Lord and Saviour is wonderful. I hope I do in preaching, but you know, as hours go by and in our daily lives, how much do we call him wonderful? How much do we acknowledge him wonderful? I hope I do witness it. I believe the people who live in a little locality know who I love and who I serve, but I feel to come very short. His name shall be called wonderful. By souls, precious souls, who know his love, who love him in return, who, like John, as he said, we love him because he first loved us. Do you know the Saviour's love? Do you know some measure of it, of the Saviour's love to you, and you love him in return? If we really love him, it will not. It should not always be inward. It should be known and witnessed outward. This is what is stated here in prophecy. And think of it, how God gave this prophecy those hundreds of years before Christ, and his name shall be called Wonderful. By his people, by God's children, by those that are children of God, born of the Spirit, and who are brought to rely absolutely upon the sacrifice of Christ, upon what he came for, upon his sacrifice, his death, and all of what he has accomplished. Can you sing today, Jesus, my all? The heaven is gone. Here am I fixed my hopes upon. Oh, wonderful to be able to feel it in singing. I believe also there will be a speaking, a testifying in the church of individuals will, and joining together and agreeing together in the church of God. All over glorious is my Lord. His name shall be called Wonderful. Let us come to this as Saviour, as dear Redeemer. Oh, it is wonderful. As that too, if you feel to have, if you have had sin stop your mouth and you feel unable to pray, you feel your words are so broken and poor, you're much reduced perhaps to groanings which cannot be uttered. But oh, his name shall be called one, his advocate with the Father. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. His name is his Saviour, his Redeemer. He's also the one who stands between. In garments dyed in blood, disease instead of us is seen when we approach to God. Wonderful Saviour, advocate, intercessor, day's man, mediator, great high priest. He's in heaven now, ever living to make intercession for his people. But it's upon what he accomplished on earth that he pleads our cause in heaven. His name shall be called Wonderful. He shall save his people from their sins. You may have great weight and burden from time to time. It is so with God's people. They have a great weight and burden of guilt upon their conscience, sin upon, hanging heavy upon their souls. And you're weighed down with it. You're greatly burdened, perhaps. But, oh, he's able to deliver. He's able to save unto the uttermost because he is Saviour, and he's accomplished, he's done, completed all what was needed to bring in everlasting salvation for the church and full and complete redemption. And so you can, as God grants you faith, he brings you to believing Jesus Christ, he's able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. You plead for mercy. You plead with God for mercy, plead in the name of Jesus. And he is that wonderful advocate, as that wonderful intercessor. He is ever ready to hear thy cry. Wonderful Saviour. Name just suited to my case. Pregnant with mercy, truth and grace, with strength and righteousness. His name shall be called Wonderful. Is this? Is this what obtains in thy exercises, thy life and exercises, that you are relying upon and acknowledging that God has given you to know Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Redeemer, Jesus as your all and in all, his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor. Oh, some link the two together and say he's a wonderful counselor. He is. He understands everything. He takes charge of everything. He works by the Spirit in his people to give them to be in filial fear, to give them to be in gracious exercise, matters that are too hard, too great, too high for them, he undertakes to manage them, undertakes to manage all, by the way, unto the end. God, our Saviour, our dear Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, Counselor, he can attend to things where you feel you need a counsellor. You need one to help you. You need one to manage things. You need one to plead for you. You need one to stand for you. A counsellor. And he counsels us, friends, in a way to correct us and to show us, to give us light and leading and teaching. He counsels us. He counsels us to buy wine and milk without money and without price. That's the exercise of God by the Spirit, the Son of God, the Counselor, working by the Spirit to give his people. You know how the Lord said, he said, lay not up for yourselves treasures where moth and rust doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, nor thieves do not break through and steal. And God says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Also, counsels us to buy, as I said, in that way, wine and milk, the wonderful, wonderful needs of our soul supplied, grace given. Grace in time of need. Grace is of the Spirit. Not counsel sinners not to be looking and pouring upon themselves too long. That would sink them lower. But look into Jesus and he counsels us. He makes us right and leads us right, keeps us. He brings the best of blessings, love, and exercises the child of God to seek him. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given. Counsels us. Seek ye the Lord. Counsels young people. If he's begun his work in you, he will be going on counselling you. And he'll counsel you. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way. You may be maybe involved with others who you perhaps like and are friendly with, but they may, and you need to watch for this, because they may want to do something that you ought not to do. Might lead you into something that you would be best not to go into. Oh, if the Lord's working, he'll counsel you. He'll counsel you. He'll lead you aright. He'll tell you this is not the way you should go. Follow him. Follow his people. Look to those of God's people. I used to be in this much when I was young, when God had solemnly worked in me, stopped me in my world career. Used to look at the godly and think, well, I'm so unlike them. But I want to be like them. I want to know what they know. When I used to listen to my godly grandfather in prayer, oh, how I used to think, oh, he's got so much. He loves his Lord so much. And I used to think, oh, that I could love my Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, like he loves the Lord. And there was, as it were, that commended to my heart to be seeking then more earnestly and seeking to be kept from things that I knew were wrong, that my flesh wanted. He's Counselor, the Saviour, the dear Son of God, wonderful Counselor, wonderful Counselor. He certainly is. He's the mighty God, equal with the Father. Oh, when we think of the Lord's birth, lovely theme, full of the truth. Of truth it is, no less almighty. At his birth, than on his throne supreme. His shoulders held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him. mighty God, blessed Son of God, eternal Son of God, declared to be the Son of God with power, declared throughout the Word of God He is. He's the Son of God. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Son of God, God in flesh, veiled in flesh. I believe that's as correct as it can be. You know, often quoted, there's been a lot of controversy about the sonship of Christ and all these things, but you know, I believe the hymn writer puts it in a nutshell, as it were, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, how the incarnate deity. And you know, the word says, a body has there prepared him, prepared me. And God prepared the body in that miraculous way, sin accepted. Oh, we read, especially carefully, I would name him. Joseph knew not his wife till she had brought forth her firstborn son, Jesus Christ. Oh, born separate from sinners. Yes, the virgin birth. Wonderful doctrine of truth. The virgin birth. Oh, born separate, sin accepted. Took our nature, sin accepted. Oh, the sacred humanity of Christ. Entered into indissoluble union with his divinity. Yes. And so it is now, we believe, is in heaven. That same dear man in heaven now reigns, who suffered in our stead, we hope we can say. Mighty God, equal in every way, in authority and power, to God the Father and the Blessed Spirit. These three are one. One God bless you forevermore. So you, if you're being taught of the Spirit, you will want to acknowledge it. You must acknowledge it. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Oh, the Son of God. Never in any way less would we speak of him than acknowledging him, the Son of God, declared to be the Son of God with power. Power over everything. Oh, his shoulders held up heaven and earth. We quoted when Mary held up him. And oh, how he maintains everything. He is in control, his holy authority. And in prayer now, with authority, he asks before God the Father, crowned in glory now, you have an advocate, you have an intercessor, if you're being blessed and favoured under the teaching of the Spirit, if God has taken you in hand, if God is teaching you, if God is giving you to have exercise, oh, and in when we're in the Spirit of daily exercise, hourly exercise, it may be much, you are so much at the throne of grace. On the other side of it, according to our old nature and our forgetfulness, our neglectfulness, but you'll mourn over that. You'll be made a mourner over your sins and after Christ, and his name will be Wonderful because he's the friend of sinners. Christ is the friend of sinners. Be this forgotten never. And if you're wounded, like the hymn says, a wounded soul and not a whole, becomes a true believer, a favoured to believe in Jesus Christ. He's got holiness enough, friends, to sanctify us all, to save. He's able to save unto the uttermost from sin and death and hell, and unto heaven to have his people home in heaven with him. You will know him as these wonderful statements of names. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Oh, Everlasting Father. Now, especially those young in the way can have and feel maybe some confusion in this. God the Father is God the Father. How is the Son of God? The Everlasting Father. Well, his perfect fatherly love and concern is in that way described. And we know he gives the clear acknowledgement of it in his great high priestly prayer, that they all may be one as we are one. And he says, I and my Father are one. And you see, in this way, the way of the Lord teaching his people, bringing them to be relying upon God, God Jehovah, Father, Son and Holy Ghost, Father, Son and Holy Ghost to save our souls are all concerned. You know him, the everlasting Father, because his will is exactly the same as the Father's will. And the Blessed Spirit makes all this wonderful truth divinely known to God's people. Everlasting Father. And that he has his children equally known and loved and acknowledged by God the Father and the Son. The mutual love. Time began was that which was in the heart of God to those God had chosen and devised a means to save them, knowing there would be the fall take place and God must save his people to have them for his praise, form a people for his praise, and his people to know and be taught and to learn and have light and understanding and experience of the favours of God, the love of God. Mighty God, everlasting Father, everlasting. God's children are adopted and taken in hand, and they will never any more need to be adopted. They are taken in hand, and God has chosen them, and he brings them in. He calls them, he saves them, redeems them. And he so brings them to himself. They experience the love of God, the love of Christ, the love of the Father, the love of the Son, the love of the Holy Spirit. Everlasting Father, perfect, holy love, fatherly love. Oh, the favour of it, the enjoyment of it, the holy, sacred blessing and feeling of it, the love of God, oh, the love of Christ to sinners, oh, the love of the Father, the love of the Son, the love of the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. God's people know the love of God. What do you know of the love of God? Has he brought you to be able to testify he loved me and gave himself for me, and the Father gave his Son for me, to be my dear Redeemer, my Saviour, my Lord, my life and my all, everlasting Father. But this last couplet I want to briefly dwell upon, the Prince of Peace. How is he the Prince of Peace? Well, God makes his people to know solemnly, and it's hard and it's solemn. There's no peace out of Christ. And there's so much turmoil. Satan is so fierce, and there's a warfare God's people have to so much be involved in. And there's a fight of faith which they need the supplies of grace for, and the giving of God to them of the weaponry of their warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's what God gives by the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit showing us that the Son of God, he has fought the fight. He has gained the victory. And he is the Prince of Peace who can bring peace. The way he can bring peace is all through and from his sufferings, his victory, or sin and death and hell, victory or the grave, Prince of Peace. But especially, friends, his peace-speaking blood is shed. See, what you need is redemption, and I do. And we know the only way of redemption that will be accepted by God is that redemption which is in Christ Jesus. That the Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price for sin. He's redeemed the church by shedding his holy blood. And our sins will be so solemn to us, we feeling the guilt of them, knowing we need to be redeemed from them. We need our debt settled of sin by the Saviour, the Redeemer. We need remission of sin. We need forgiveness of sins. You know, all the time we're not yet favoured with the blessing of forgiveness and pardon. The devil will be saying, we've quite mistook the way. The warfare will, he'll make the warfare hotter. He'll make the fight more terrible. He'll do his utmost to destroy us. And we will perhaps think a lot in unbelief that we're out of the way. But when the Lord comes with that wonderful blessing that he has purposed to grant his people, and his people get to the place of extremity and begging, pleading, fleeing to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, crying, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When you come to the extremity, you're hopeless, helpless and hopeless. But oh, you cry for mercy like the publican, and the Lord comes, and he shows you himself, that he suffered for you, he's bled and died for you. That's when I believe he's known as the Prince of Peace. He's known and felt to be to the dear soul who's so troubled and so feeling so much what is so opposite to blessing, all the conflict, the turmoil, the fierceness of the battle Satan's waging against us, the unequal war that rages within us. Oh, mighty enemies without, more mighty within, world and flesh and devil. But then the wonderful Prince of Peace comes. You feel that the Holy Spirit confirming to you that the Saviour come for you. The Holy Spirit applies a remedy. You look and see and have a glimpse of him upon the cross for you. Hear the blessed Spirit say, oh, this was done for you. Then you know him as the Prince of Peace. Peace flows into thy heart and soul. Some of you know it. I believe there are even those here God only knows. But I have the persuasion. There are some of you who have known these things and you not yet spoke of how wonderful he is in this way. But oh, I believe the time will come when you will so speak. His name shall be called Wonderful, and come to this point where you can say, he's the Prince of Peace to me. He's brought peace by his cross. Peace by his cross as Jesus made. The church's ever living head. Well and sin as victory won with a ship to glory gone. You know this peace. Peace of God which passeth all understanding. You won't be able to explain it, but you'll be able to testify of it. You'll be able to tell of it. You want to enjoy it. You want it to continue. Oh, and we should think like this, friends. We go on grieving our Lord after we've tasted the Lord is gracious in such ways as we've tried. I know very feebly it's been, but I've tried to bring it before you. We can grieve our Lord, grieve him who's done so much for us. Oh, friends, may we so be brought and be in the witness of these things that were prophesied. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £685, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day, and also hopes to address the Sunday School. And the collection next Lord's Day will be for the FGA. And our friends Dad and friends hold their Christmas morning service at 9:30. Let us close with hymn 949. There's not a name beneath the skies, nor is there one in heaven above, but that of Jesus can suffice the sinner's burden to remove. 949.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love anything there is seen amiss in a service, Lord, in the sermon. May thy word be kept upon us through the day. Come up with us in the evening hour. Be with us in the afternoon. Be with the children if they meet for Sabbath school. O Lord, do help us, lead us on in the way. Lead us in the way everlasting. No, as dear Kelly had that wonderful acknowledgement of thy holy name in each verse, we pray, Lord, we may ponder it more and more. Help us, Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.